Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Before we begin the show, a quick reminder to please take our survey. Just visit MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Survey. It only takes a few moments. It's anonymous, so your info is safe, and it helps us out a lot. Thank you. And now, the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's taking the survey.
Oh.
It only takes a moment.
That's right.
I am finishing it up.
Mike, I can see over your shoulder. You're not 32.
I am too.
Use your real age.
Mike, 32.
Single and 32.
Did you say rocket scientist?
Yeah, that's what he said he was.
Huh. Latino. Astrophysics.
Latino astrophysics. Ah, I believe there's someone on the phone. Wonder if it... Doesn't it normally ring three times?
I thought it was three.
Yeah.
Going to ring longer, please.
Okay.
Is that the operator?
We're just going to let it roll.
Yeah, that must be the operator. Four ringy dingies. Oh, okay. Where is the phone?
It's one of those cordless handsets.
I think it's a novelty.
Someone's got to find it.
Hello?
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Donald. How are you?
How are you, Rob? It's Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
Donald Trump.
Winning. We won. We won everyone. We won the less educated. We won the more educated. We won everybody. We're winning so much it hurts. It hurts you. It hurts. We're bigger. We're stronger. It's fantastic. We're winning. Everyone voted for me. Lower teeth exposed.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Do you have all the demographics in front of you?
I do. Rob.
Did you win among skinny people?
Skinny, fat, old, young,
oh
bald, lots of hair, little hair. We won with everybody. It's fantastic.
All right,
I'm so excited.
Did you win with bearded men?
Bearded men, bearded women, women with leg hair, women without leg hair, armpit hair, every hair. We won with gays, straights, everybody, Latinos, blacks, Poles, Italians, Czechs. Everyone is where everyone wants to be. The Chinese.
The what?
The Chinese voted for me. The Koreans voted for me. Everybody voted for me because I'm big, strong, and I win. You're gonna get so tired of winning, it's gonna make you barf. You're gonna vomit in the morning. You're gonna wake up in the morning and vomit in your toilet by saying, I can't, I'm so nauseous. Because of all this winning. I can't believe it. Hold on. Melania's here. She wants to say something.
She's hot. Yeah.
My husband is a good man.
Hey,
Thank you, Melania. I appreciate that. I appreciate
pictures.
That. Hold on. My son is here. Donald Jr. Donald wants to say.
Oh, DJ.
Love you, Dad. Thank you very much, Donald. I appreciate that. Hold on. Ivanka? Ivanka wants to say.
It's his daughter.
Come on, get on there. Get on the Mike O'Mara show. Here we go. My dad is great. Thank you. Thank you, Ivanka. Thank you. Well, this is just so spectacular. I love Nevada. I love Nevada. I love Reno, Las Vegas. I love Dennis Hoff. I love everybody.
Carson
I love
City.
And you just it's a Carson City is a wonderful place.
Pahrump.
Great, successful. Pardon me?
Pahrump,
Nevada. Everyone just winning the whole time. I am so big, so strong, so powerful. I'm going to be bigger than Hitler.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh. You know, it didn't
Sorry,
well
that might have been Mike O'Mara just leaking in. This, I channeled the deep fears of Mike O'Mara on the show. That's very scary. I'm going to be bigger than Joseph Stalin.
Really?
Your son will be safe. The blonde hair and blue eyes.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, but I'm going to, you know, just don't believe the journalists who lie. They lie about everything. Anyone who doesn't vote for Donald Trump is a liar. You know it, I know it, and everyone is lying that doesn't like me and think I'm big and strong and successful.
Let me give you a list of people, and you tell me if they're lying, okay?
Sure, go right ahead. I'm so exuberant. I used a bigger word. I got it. I used the yeah, all right, hello, go ahead, Fred.
Ted Cruz.
Liar.
Really?
Yes, yes, the liar. He's sick. He's twisted. He's sick. He lies. He doesn't even tell you. He can't even tell his wife what he had for breakfast because he'd rather lie about it. That's
dirty
what a big fat liar.
Yeah.
Dirty tricks, lying about people, lying all the time. He's just ridiculous. He's weak. And he's weak, and he's a girly man. He's a girly man. I would venture to say if you took his pants off, you'd see that he doesn't have male parts.
Whoa.
That's what, there,
what
I said
dream.
It. I said it, okay? Mr. Yes, headline, Trump. Headline, headline.
What about the Irish candidate, Marco Rubio?
Marco Rubio? Marco Rubio, look at his ears. Look at his giant Dumbo ears. He's not a candidate. He's a thrill park ride. That's what he is. He's like, grab Marco's ears and go around, fly around the moon. You don't want him as a presidential candidate. You want to jump on his back, put a leash on him, and fly up to a children's ride because of those big Dumbo taxi cab door ears that he's got.
I want to quote you right. Put a leash on him.
Put a leash on him, and you know, just like you on a merry-go-round, you know, a child's ride. I've been on a few of them. I built them. I've got several of those in my properties.
How are your merry-go-rounds? How do they rate against other merry-go-rounds?
The best ones. We have the best. We have the best horses, the best paint, best motion up and down when they the best calliope or whatever it's called.
What about
it's the best and strongest.
Dr.
Yes.
Ben Carson.
Oh, yeah, Ben Carson.
Dr. Ben Carson. Why is he still in the race? There's no point. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's a doctor. You know, I heard, I don't know whether this is true. I was told this. I was told that when he's in surgery, if he's not going to win, he chops the person's head off and puts it in a duffel bag.
You mean,
that's what I was told.
Win at surgery?
If he doesn't win at surgery, he fakes it.
All right. What
that's
about
it. That's what I don't know. That's true. That's what I was told. I was told he's not a real doctor.
What about the new Colonel Sanders?
Yeah.
The new Colonel Sanders. I was a big fan of Norm Macdonald, to be honest with you, and I'm not a Jim Gaffigan guy, so I really just don't think that it doesn't work for me. But they're bringing out these old comedians, and if it keeps them employed, I'm all for that as long as they vote for me because I'm strong and big and successful.
How about the notion? And I know this is not really going to happen, but what
the notion? What's notion? What does that mean?
I'm sorry. Let's make believe, Donald.
Make believe.
Yeah. Okay. Let's.
You know, I've got. Make believe. I. Some people have called some of my buildings like a fantasy. It's so beautiful with the gold in my name.
Let's pretend if you were Colonel Sanders.
Yes.
How would you be as Colonel Sanders? How would you rank?
Well, if I was Colonel Sanders, you wouldn't have to bring these other guys in. You wouldn't have to bring Jim Gaffigan and Norm Macdonald in. Who's the Saturday Night Live guy?
Darryl
What's
Hammond.
His name? Darryl Hammond. You wouldn't bring any of these guys because I'd sell more chicken than anybody. Everybody say, look at that. Donald Trump's wearing the string tie and the white suit. And look, I can't get to the chicken quick enough. The chicken, but I'd also want the chickens to be bigger. I would want bigger, bigger thighs, drumsticks, and breasts. I would want those chickens to be huge. As a matter of fact, I would like the chickens to be I'll go ahead and say it might be a little I would like them to be as big as turkeys.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What'd you do with the money?
What money?
The money your mother gave you for singing lessons.
I thought that sounded pretty good. There's nothing wrong with
this. Is the band Richie wants to see?
He liked their demo.
Did he hear it before or after he started using again?
Very funny.
It's not funny. They're horrible. They can't play. I couldn't understand a word of their lyrics. And the singer smells like ammonia.
Well, Richie thinks they have something, and I do too.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, after 20 years in this job, I must be wrong.
All right, fellas, listen up. First and foremost, when you're in a band, it's supposed to sound like you're all playing the same song at the same time. Okay? What I just heard sounded like five dogs with their c***s caught in a lawnmower.
Well, I thought it sounded great.
I'm sorry, what was your job again?
I'm just trying.
This is the dig on the corner. Go get me a coffee, black. Anybody else? No? Good. And devil dogs. Where was I?
You were just telling us how much we suck.
Right, but it's my job to help you suck less. I trust you're familiar with the kinks.
This is a bloody joke.
Well, that's up to you. All day and all of the night, I want you to learn it.
For what?
To play it for Richie Finestra. You'll do that plus two originals.
Dude, why that song?
Because the vocals are in a range he can handle and it's got a chord structure a monkey could play. F, G, G, F, F, B flat, G.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Yeah.
And now, from his office chair.
Yeah.
It's Mike.
Oh, man.
That's it. That's right. That's that chord structure. I love the Kinks. I love me the Kinks. I love me the Kinks.
I
love me the
Kinks. You got a thing for the Kinks?
I do kind of like the Kinks.
Oh,
I truly do. Coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air worldwide online, and we are a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because our listeners get it.
Yes.
Although, as each day goes by, I'm thinking maybe I don't get it. Seriously, that's the way I'm feeling. But anyway, our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. I want to thank Rob for sending me a bunch of cards from you. We got more cards coming, but wonderful
Keep
cards from
coming.
All of you, like At Home Pets. We've got that one right here from Vistaprint.
Oh, nice.
And we've got the Patty Stewart, who's a foster parent, another dog lover. We have musicians. Send us your cards. If you get your wonderful deal at Vistaprint, I want to see your cards. We might put them on the show. 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, which means your clients will remember you. Cards with customized text color design front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. We love Vistaprint. We love this deal. It's great quality. They're easy to customize. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's the important part. Remember TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. So welcome everyone to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's a note to baby broadcasters. When you create a bit,
yes,
and you determine you want to do a bit on your show, you might want to make the call that you're going to do that bit not after the show actually starts.
I don't know. You're pretty fleet of foot. I think we covered it. I don't think anyone knew that we were padding.
Well, I was very, very, very late getting the things in line here. And, you know,
the phone
call. I think.
Look, I'm actually telecom.
Yeah, it is.
I think I'm going to modernize. As much as I love, don't get me wrong, I love these antiquated instant replays.
Yes.
I think I love the idea of not one, not two, but three iPads.
Yes.
I think so, Oscar.
Those things are collecting dust.
I don't need any, they're giving them away now online. And, I can get the cheap ones. All I need is
a generation two or one, and that'll do the job.
Exactly.
That's all you need.
Mm-hmm. I'll reimburse the company for that.
I can pick them up for you and get them sent to you, my friend.
If you order them up, I'm going to do that. Or do you want to, that's good stuff. And then, Rob, you and I will, on a weekly basis, transfer everything that we need. And we'll go over what we need. So I've got everything at my fingertips.
And you build it into iTunes. And then
every step by step. We're doing
it's
a show
easy.
Here. All right.
So
look, I would say this, Mike. We can actually recoup some of the costs by selling those instant replays. Radio stations still use them.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's good. They're clunky and they're big and they're not portable.
They're good
enough
for studios that DJs are going to mess up all the time.
Yes.
This is true. But I really don't.
They're the industry
like
standard
anymore
in stadiums.
Yes.
You know that. You
I
could
really
sell it to RFK.
You know, to be honest with you, I like my soundboard. I truly see that's what
no!
I like. I like just
no,
I like the fact
no!
that I'm not reaching
Stop
around.
It.
And that's
a no
but
go.
But then I'm going to actually really figure out how to have everything. At,
Are we
at
including the
here.
One iPad that you use as a clock? Because that could easily become a
because
soundboard.
You know what? I will buy.
You know what?
Him a clock.
I will. Yes, the answer to that question is yes. I will because to be honest with you, it's a habit I love.
I love this iPad being here with the big numbers in it, but I've got you know, I've got another way that I'm going to get that
probably a more
done as well. God,
way.
Can I burp anymore? The whole time I'm doing this. Right, so anyway,
well, you're
yes.
Excited.
So
yeah,
You're pumped up.
I'm not excited. I am agitated.
Oh,
I am agitated because I don't know where
the
to
term
begin.
Life insurance.
No, as a matter of fact, thanks to everybody that really simplified the whole equation for me yesterday when Bill was talking to me about, well, how long do you want it for? He's talking about the term. He was talking about what the term is. Do I want it for 20 years or 30 years? And the fact is that, you know, as much as my body slowly and steadily begins to disintegrate, you know, I'm thinking, I'd like to think beyond 76 years old. I'd like to think that, you know. And really, what is term life insurance? And I've figured it out because a lot of people contacted me and they shared with me. So what it is you're making a bet.
Yes.
You're making a wager. You are making a wager with the insurance company that that ultimately is bad for you in two different ways, okay? The first, it's good for your surviving spouse,
yeah,
but it's not necessarily good for you.
It's a selfless act.
It's a selfless act. It's totally selfless. Here's term life insurance.
Right.
Do you know what term life insurance is, Rob? Do you know what it is?
Essentially, I believe, if I can simplify it to one sentence, you're betting against your own life.
There it is, and you have 20 years. So you buy insurance, and you pay.
20 years to die.
You pay a monthly rate, and then you get. And it's not exorbitant, but it's not cheap either.
Right.
Especially if you're older, like I am, and you pay a monthly fee, and then in the event that the term expires, you're SOL.
You lose the money.
It's all gone. It's all completely gone.
But in the grand scheme of things, it's like having car insurance. If you get in a wreck, they cover you. If you don't have a wreck, you're good.
Right.
Right?
Right. In this case, the wreck is total cessation of body function. That's the wreck.
Yeah, but think about this. The only reason, and I want to think.
Then there are also guaranteed no lapse policies.
Yeah, the wonderful people at Encore set me up. They broke it down to me and they said, look, this is the deal. You have A, B, and C liabilities in your life as far as your mortgage is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? Do you want to leave? Like, what is your overall outlook in life? If you go, is there something you want to leave? Your dependents, right? And I said, well, look, anything's possible. And if it's going to cover me for 30 years.
Mr. Commitment. What about your dependents? Who would you like? Anything's possible.
Yeah,
you never know. Meanwhile, Shannon's over there. You know, Shannon's just sitting there and, you know, kind of relaxing and going, okay, I'm over here now. Hi, how are you?
She's not my dependent. No, my beneficiary. My brother is. And he has strict instructions to break her off a piece.
That's right.
Yes.
That's when the brother says, have you seen this woman anywhere? Yes, she was on the corner of 13th and F selling apples.
You should see
it. Well, that's nice.
The term says, look, if I die, pay off all my bills, take care of the family, and break Shannon off a piece.
Mm.
How much is your benefit? What is it?
And $1 million.
You have a million. So do you have whole or term?
I have term. 30 years. And
$1 million.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And you got it. How old were you when you got it?
32.
So if you were 32 and you've got 30 years, you got it for like pennies, right?
Yes.
You got it for nothing. How much are you paying a month?
Can I guess?
I pay annually a little over $600 annually.
Does it go up every 5 years?
It's locked in.
It's locked in.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
Normally to get a deal that good, you have to call Alex Trebek directly.
Yeah, but the earlier you do it, the better the rate, right?
The better it is.
Yeah.
And you also, if you, you know, you're hoping you don't die before you're 65. You know, that's it. So that's where we are. And, you know, so I'm going to look at that and we'll see where
we go. Will you be
go
staying with your buddy?
Maybe.
Because I was going to offer this before all was said and done, before we close the book on this topic. Remember,
yes,
Mike, you in this situation, like you went through when you had banking troubles. Remember, you're the client
what
here.
What banking troubles?
When you got so pissed at your bank and and I said,
oh, yeah, you said don't lock into anybody.
Right, yeah, because you know what? You're the client here. You're the customer. Yeah, he serves you.
You're giving advice for an insurance you don't have.
I'm giving advice to how to get by in the real world, Oscar. I'm just talking about business. And you have to.
What's
going to
happen if you finally get that artery blocked for good?
You want to rephrase that?
Yeah. What's going to happen if you die?
Okay. Better phrasing. Yes. Very good. You will have more chance to talk and learn to speak better.
That wasn't even said right.
But no.
Rob is somewhat of a reactionary. That's the way he.
Well, there's no way to react if you die.
That's true.
But he reacts to. Yeah, well, that's true. That is true.
And to be perfectly honest,
where does your father weigh in on this this whole insurance thing?
You know, I've never talked to him about it. Okay. To be quite honest, it's never come up.
So it's all right.
What about your wife? Have you talked to your wife about it?
I don't think so. But you know what? If I'm dead, she'll be fine. She'll figure something out.
No, this is a serious conversation. This is not pleasant to talk about. It sucks.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're.
Does.
That's why you have so much dread in your voice right now.
No.
You f***ing vampire.
Does it bother you? Does the subject matter disturb you?
What, of my death?
No, of life insurance.
Well, here's where it bothers me. Is that the smart thing would have been to do it 15 years ago. And I know
no,
that.
No, I disagree. You're in your
40s. You can still do it.
You're a walk in the park.
Yeah,
Seriously, even... Yeah, and you have never... Were you... I'll give you a standard question they ask.
All right.
Have you... And it's a question that I can't ask answer in the affirmative. I have
what?
To say, yes, I was. Have you been hospitalized in the last 5 years?
No.
No.
Right. You're done.
Yeah.
Do you smoke?
No. Ate it.
You're done. You'd be amazed at how
they might ask you to like shed 20 or 50.
Here's how it's going to go. They'll say, have you been hospitalized in the past 5 years? No. Do you smoke? No. They say, what is your weight? And I'll say, I have not been in a hospital for 5 years.
but this is the beauty, and Mike is right.
Right.
If you go in, everything except for one little thing which you have control over
right.
could change all of it. You could probably get the same rate I'm getting.
I'm not even sure.
So
I'm not even sure if the weight issue is as significant as a physical
mm-hmm.
and as a as the non-smoking thing.
Well, you know, just, I will say
now,
this.
Now, I've been inundated with this for the last 24 hours. I want to say thank you to everybody that says, just go ahead.
I'm sorry. I won't say I was inundated, but I also got messages yesterday saying that, you know, you're an idiot. Why aren't you taking care of this? And so that, based on this, I will say this, that before this calendar year is out, I will have life insurance.
Yes.
Okay. So there you are.
Finally.
I will do it. Because it's smart. There's no, you know why? There's no downside. There's no downside to it.
No. Well, the downside is that, you know, it's funny. For me, I don't want to go. I'd love to be functioning. I play golf with people that are in their 80s down here. I've done it. I see that you can have a quality of life. My mom. Oh, by the way, update on my mom. Can I just say, I should have put this on social media before I came on the show and talked about it. I want to say thank you to my coworkers, Oscar and Rob, who were really, really kind during that time and sent me some really nice messages. And also to all the listeners who were so very kind. I don't want to be one of these guys where it's always doom and gloom when it comes to, you know, social media and the show. And I'm talking about dealing with my mom's medical issues. I wanted to give everybody an update. And the update is as follows. The worst thing that was going on with my mom was that she couldn't eat, and she has had terrible stomach issues during the whole process of her circulation and all this. And I'm not going to bore you with all the minutia of it. We determined that she had ulcers, and that was a procedure that was done to determine this because they wanted to do that before they did other procedures, which they wanted to rule it out. Well, they didn't rule it out. She did have ulcers. Since then, she's gone on this medication, which is working very, very well. Is she 100% healthy? No, she probably never will be. But at the same time, when you can eat and you can look forward to a meal and you can look forward to a chicken salad sandwich and you can gain your strength back in 3 weeks' time.
Wow.
This is the quote from my mom when I called her on Sunday. I said, how are you? She said, I'm doing beautifully. That was a direct quote from Mary E. O'Mara.
Great.
Look, there are realities, boys. You have to accept them. She's 95, okay? Every month, every year, every week we have with her right now is a blessing to us, and I know the reality of it. But you know what? She's got all her buttons, and I'd like to have her stay around for a little longer. And I'm really happy to say she is now making plans to move back into her apartment, and none of us ever expected that. With that said, she's got some issues where you never know. But the fact is that being able to eat and being able to do that, that's where they're moving in that direction, and she has just been It's just been a surprise, and we're very, very happy. So that's the latest update on my mom.
You said something great. You said quality of life, and that's what it's all about. And we dealt with that.
You can't eat. You can't forget it. I mean, you want to take something away that's gonna wreck anybody. Not be able to tolerate clear broth. That's what she was in. And she, I went up there when I flew up to Boston a few weeks back. I walked in and saw somebody that, frankly, my sister and I were having very frank discussions about, what we were going to do and how we were going to handle this and keeping her comfortable. That's where we were. Yep. And she, now, is this a miracle recovery? No, she's still sick. She's a sick lady. She's got some issues, circulatory and otherwise. But the fact is, where she is from where she was, and the fact that we're talking about moving back into her apartment, which we didn't think was even in the cards, that's a blessing. And for everybody that sent the wonderful positive vibes my way, God bless all of you. And I'm really, really happy. And even though my mantra is don't get happy.
Yes.
I told my mom that, too. I said, don't get happy. No, I didn't say that.
That's good.
I didn't say
then
that.
Then she blamed you for giving her ulcers. She said, if you would just get happy, you stupid hump.
Rob, to quickly circle back to you, yes. I just want to clarify. The only reason that I got life insurance at such an early age is because of the show. Because we had a sponsor and an advocate on the program that really said, hey, what do you think? What are your plans? And I didn't know about it. I would have been probably in your boat right now, not thinking twice about it because it's an added expense, right?
Right.
And that's what I think most people look at. And it's not a pleasant conversation to have. But Mike is also right where he says, you're pretty much, you're almost there. I don't think you're as far away as we like to joke about. As far as getting a great term life or getting a great rate.
But
he
was talking about the funeral. But.
No, that says you can get something that's very affordable from a number of different vendors. And you could, have the peace of mind to know everything will be okay if something does unfortunately happen.
What I love is that he bought it through a sponsor that was a sponsor at the time. And I'm going to look into it, too. I'm going to try to get my life insurance through nuts.com.
Well done. Touche. That's it. That's our spotlighted sponsor of the week, Nuts.com,
so
on the
great.
Michael O'Mara Show. And we are very happy. And thanks for responding to that as well. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the severe weather down here. And I want to talk about a Queenie show that I watched so bad. We'll come back in a minute on the Michael O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara, host of Political Persuasions. A lot of you have been talking to me about this show that's going to be debuting on the More Network, and I'd like you to be a part of it. We tape our first Political Persuasions episode next Tuesday, and I'll be talking to you, the listeners, about our crazy political landscape. Now, if you want to be a participant on Political Persuasions, all you have to do is send me an email explaining why. I want to know your politics, I want to know what you have to say, and you don't have to agree with me. All you do is send an email to politics@mikeomarashow.com. Then get ready, because next Tuesday, we're going to be taping our first episode of America's favorite new political talk show. It's Political Persuasions on the More Network, and I want to hear from you. Once again, send an email to politics@mikeomarashow.com. Then get ready. Political Persuasions makes its debut next Tuesday, and I want you, I'm pointing at you like Uncle Sam, to be a part of it. We'll see you then.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Headspace. Let's be honest, most of your problems start with your mind.
Mind.
Whether it's fear, anger, stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, they all begin in your head and then slowly wreck your life. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can make a major difference in just 10 minutes a day. It's called guided meditation. It has worked. I cannot believe how well it works. It is so calming. It is so good for you. It's really like getting a gym membership for your brain. It is so terrific. Guided meditations that you listen to whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, tablet, or your computer. Meditation is rooted in thousands of years of tradition with thousands of scientific studies that show its positive effects, like improved focus and relationship harmony, not to mention decreased anxiety and lowered stress. Join over 5 million users already already getting some Headspace for free right now. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program is 100% free, and it's a way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today. All right. Everybody knows that we do the show part of the time. You know, our home base is Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We do the show from down here in South Florida. And we also do the show up in Maine, the great state of Maine, where I have a ton of family up there. And last year, they were nice enough to do a profile on me on a show called The 207.
Oh,
that's the area
yeah.
code up in Maine. And I want to thank all the people that did that. So I, because I'm a Mainer, I get this magazine that a lot of people from the Maine area will know about. It's called Down East Magazine.
Oh, and it's a regional magazine. And you live, actually, the area where you have your family's house there, that's called Down East, right? Because that's down in the water?
Absolutely. That's the region that I live in. And, you know, I was looking at this, and like so many of these regional magazines, they do a lot of best of issues. You know, all these regional ones
beats
do that.
Actual writing.
Doctors and well, I don't want to put them down right now.
Don't be a dick.
Oh yeah, too late.
Jeez.
That's for
those
later. Stuffs are great.
Yeah, I like those.
You know,
it's a national publication.
Yeah, Oscar, why'd you say it?
It was established in 1954. He's still tense.
Yeah.
That's it. So I love this magazine because for years and years before I got a residence up in Maine, I used to love the back of it where they had the homes down east. It was my favorite section, and I used to look at it all the time. So I'm thumbing through this, and I remember back in the days when we were on the radio, and we would goose people for these Best of Reader's Choice Awards.
Sure.
And so I'm thumbing through this, and I see that there's this big sign, and it has nothing to do with the election year, but it says, Vote, Best of Maine,
Ooh.
Reader's Choice.
Oh.
And cast your ballot online at downeast.com/readerschoice2016. And I looked in there and I'm like, well, you know, just maybe. Why don't we, mobilize our little army and see about getting a little pub for the show? I think it'd be a lot of fun. And I know it's a small little magazine, but it would be interesting.
Totally route that whatever website.
You think we
up.
Could? You think with
oh,
the circulation?
I'm on there right now.
That?
I'm casting right. my ballot.
So under the they've got
Serta.
Arts, education.
Have
he's
you ever
in Vermont.
Tried to rig an election?
He's in Vermont.
America.
They've got arts, education, local media, shopping and self, home and garden, food and drink, travel and lodging. But under local media, they have book author,
uh-huh.
newspaper, print columnist, radio station, radio personality, TV show, TV meteorologist, TV sports anchor, and then website/blog.
Whoa. Nice.
So I was thinking, wouldn't it be fun if we were to, jog our listeners to vote in this? And since you can do it online, I thought it would be kind of cool to see if we can make a little splash.
It's a magazine that it covers the nation. It's not just for people of
Maine. I mean, everybody does it. All these radio stations do it.
I'm on right now. Down East wants you to cover all types of categories. They don't just let you go to website right away.
Okay.
That's just the way they roll. But for the best performing band or artist, who should I put?
Well,
didn't you see a band playing in the woods one day? Who
yeah,
are they?
Who was that?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
my
doing
God.
This for you.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, so
I,
you know what Oscar wants? Oscar wants you to stand out in front of the website with a sample ballot.
Yes.
Like those guys with the straw right. boater hats on
election.
What
about,
are you saying you have to fill out all the categories in order you can't just go
they
to
don't
one?
Make it easy.
Mm.
Oh, no.
How about for standard? Is there four choices for everything?
Why don't we just go all 80s until we get to Mike?
No. I was going to say everyone who votes, and we appreciate anyone who takes the time to vote, always pick the third opportunity.
Okay,
pick
perfect.
The third one.
Got
yeah,
it, got
there
it.
You go. That way they'll win.
No, but it's not multiple choice,
it's
Rob.
It's a write-in.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
It's a write-in.
Yes.
Okay, so you said...
Rob
said,
is so disinterested
in
this.
He stroked out during Life
He totally
okay,
did.
Yes.
He
Let's is, look he... at the tape when I said, Oscar, are there four choices for everything? And he went, there's four choices. And I said, so pick the third. Talk about disinterest.
Wow.
All right, what's the category?
We're all friends here. Jeez, man.
Oh, God. Yeah, when it's two on one. What's the choice, the first one?
There's no choice.
What is the category?
It's theater... I'm sorry, band and performing artists.
Band and performing artists. How about Brett Whitmarsh and the
Screaming Monsters? You can't just go to one category.
Doesn't let you go to next, which is our category, I imagine, at the end. Website/blog.
Do you know any local bands that have flyers?
I need a theater group, I need a dance troupe, I need a concert venue, I need a movie theater, I need a gallery.
That's ridiculous, though. You might not have a favorite one. Can you just hit the next button?
I can't. You know what? I'll put this. N-A.
Ooh, good. Non-applicable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. N-A.
Oh, that's... Wow.
But anytime you can put in Brett Whitmarsh, do that, because he's a good guy.
Hold on a second. So they expect you to know Coffee Roaster, Winery, New Car Dealer. They want...
Mike, my favorite...
That's not fair. They just cheated us.
My favorite coffee roaster was Foster Brooks. Remember when he'd get up there and roast the coffee? I want to tell you, this is coffee.
Well, it's the worst coffee. So if you have to fill out this whole thing, then never mind. Emily Latella.
Oh, yes. Hey, what is, yes, we're good. College or university? We've moved to education.
University of Maine.
No, but if they... So they let you move to NA?
NA.
Then do all NAs except for ours. Just do all NAs except for ours.
He's cheating the system. Coming around.
Next. All right. Yeah,
no, we're not cheating.
Best of Maine local media.
God, I can tell when you don't want to do something.
Are you local media?
What? No, I do the show up there.
Michael O'Mara.
Yeah, I would put him for everything that fits.
All right.
I would also put him in for Coffee Roaster.
For everything.
Yeah.
No.
University.
These guys are a bunch of dicks, Mike. I'm trying to help us here.
You know what? They're working against us.
No, I'm not.
I swear to God.
I'm not working against you.
The newspaper's the Daily Planet.
That's it.
All right. So yesterday we left the show, and I told Rob, I said, make sure we get the nuts.com little blog up there, the little blurb for nuts.com, because we're spotlighting that advertiser. And instead of that, he put up his murder mystery show, which immediately I go, there it is. And then I reminded him to put the nuts.com, and it's what happens. And the thing is, I noticed on the murder mystery, and I texted you this, I said, you're not included. You're shilling for them, but you're not included with, like, they've got six guys on this poster, and why isn't your name on there? What's the deal with that?
Because they use the same murder mystery poster for every murder mystery gig that they've been doing for the past 2 years. A lot of times they'll put it up, and they will mention my name and the show, like, when they post it on the thing. But the actual prepared signage doesn't have my name on it. That's true.
That's unacceptable. That is that you are a major celebrity, and you should be. They should use you. And when did they do the picture that's on the poster? How long ago did they?
The picture predates me being with the show. It was it goes way back. So that's why I'm not on it. Sorry about that.
You're the guy in the background.
Yeah, I'm the guy
in the shadows.
I'm the guy who took the picture.
Mike, you're in.
Doesn't it bother you that you're not included in that?
It does. I want to be.
What do you mean? I'm in. I'm in the.
Yeah, I've done it.
The
you're
survey?
All in. You're done.
How did you? All right. How did you do it? How did you?
So
fill
it's
that
the
out?
Third category that says Best of Maine Local Media and website or blog is at the bottom of that category. But I also put you down for book author. I put you down for radio station and radio personality.
Oh, that's true because you did write a book.
All right, so it's we'll put a link up there and vote for us and
when you do the cool. Radio
and if you don't know anything else, don't fake it, don't lie, just put an NA up there and don't put me in like Rob suggested as coffee roaster.
It was
okay?
Simply a joke. because I really
would like to see if we could get a little exposure in this magazine. I think it would be good for the show.
When you put down the best blog, did you put down the website or the name Mike O'Mara?
I put MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Exactly. Yes. Perfect. So that sounds good. Anytime your name fits, you should be in there.
All right.
Now, don't look at me frustrated like that. I'm 100% on board with the Maine Magazine thing, the Down East poll. I think that's fantastic.
You really aren't.
I am.
No, there's like outside. Do you feel
HTMR?
Like, do you feel like because it's not
how to motivate Rob?
It's not a local media outlet that it may not help us.
No,
any press
always,
is great.
It
press.
Always helps.
It's
us.
Yes. Not Northern Virginia
magazine.
No, it's not. And Mike,
it's
I understand
not
that.
Northern
I'm
Virginia.
One, I'm the one who even just brought up the fact that it's not just Maine. People all over the country read Down East magazine. This would be great. It would help strengthen our footprint in one of our stronghold areas, which
do you
is
think
Maine.
Now
radio
that,
broadcast.
But you said cheating, and then you said coffee roast.
Mike,
and,
it was
you know,
joking. I was joking.
I know.
And you brought
just,
up
you
coffee
know.
Roasting, and I just thought that's
all
a,
I am trying to do. All I live to do. Every day, and this is occupying my brain 24/7. Do you know what occupies my business brain? Is gaining listenership for this show, getting more of a response for our advertisers, getting people to be satisfied with this program. Those are my three things. I'm constantly doing that. I eat it, I breathe it, I sleep it. It keeps me up at night. I literally think about it all the time. I can be very difficult to work with because I get so obsessed about it, and I do think about it. I literally think about it all the time. I love doing what I do. I truly do. But off air, when the microphones are closed, it's still the same quagmire to me
right.
when I'm thinking about the business side of this. A fact that you are not burdened with. Well, and then sometimes that frustrates me to no end. It really does.
I understand your frustration, but you know that I also, 24 hours a day, try to think of ways to make the show as entertaining as possible. The show is always on my mind as well. But
the show is, but not the business side of the show.
I have a question. I hate to interrupt. I apologize, but I have to put the best men's clothing store. Is it Thornton Melons Big and Tall?
Now you're all right. Here it is. See this? There it is. I'm throwing it away.
I just thought
it would be nice.
I just want to make sure I get the right
spelling.
I thought
it would be nice. I'm never doing anything again like this. I'm struggling. We don't have a PR person. I'm trying to get. I can hardly see you guys today. I'm drowning here. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Nuts.com. We are spotlighting this advertiser this week. We really want our listeners to come out in force and support Nuts.com. When's the last time you looked at the nuts in the grocery store? Talk about yuck.
Ugh.
There's no selection. It's the same old stuff, the same old brand, and they're on the shelves for how long? We don't know. And good luck finding sprouted almonds, huh?
Yeah.
Or dried goji berries or black walnuts at the grocery store. This is a perfect product for online, and you need nuts.com. Everyone goes nuts for nuts, and the world's best nuts, the best ones, come from nuts.com. They've been around since 1929. They're family-owned. I asked the owner of the company, I said, what is the most important thing? He said quality.
Yes.
The website is easy to use. It's fun to browse. They have everything. They ship so fast. And the stuff is the absolute yummiest. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet. Whatever kind you like to munch on, let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get to choose 4 free samples from over 50 options when you go to nuts.com and enter the code TMOS. It's a $15 value. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples. With your order, just go to nuts.com for full details. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair, everybody. Talk to the guys before the show about this. I think I'm kind of firmly on Apple's side now. I think I've come around full circle.
With the security stuff?
Yeah, I first said let's get a compromise, and then I read a couple articles about the fact that, you know, this is the, look, the fact is that the government reaching in and spotlighting this, I think there are a lot of other things the government ought to be looking at besides the security and the back door and how to hack into people's phones. I don't think that is justified. I truly don't. And I think it could open up a world of mess. And I think I've read enough about that now where I think that's my position.
Did one particular fact of it or one particular aspect of it turn you?
Yeah, they compared terrorist attacks and deaths compared to gun violence and deaths.
Okay.
And it was 311 to some insane number. Same, you know, they used one of those great charts. And they were talking about that, you know, the federal government and the way the government operates, they used Australia. I think it was written by an Australian. They used Australia as an example of when a bipartisan measure happened after their massive gun massacre over there. I forgot it was with an AK-47. Mm-hmm. And they said they mobilized, and that's what the government focused on. And it was kind of a mocking article about, no, what we focus on is taking away civil liberties from our citizens by hacking into people's phones. And it made sense to me. And I said, you know what? Enough of the compromise. I think that it would be a sticky wicket. Oscar was talking about the fact that China, Russia, all this, you know, we open this up. Who knows where it could end?
It's
a scary thing.
We can't even protect our own information. I received a letter last year. We talked about it on the air that at a certain time, my name was on a list with all my important information because I had friends that were getting security clearance, right?
Okay.
And you get a letter out of the blue that says, oh, we've been hacked. The federal government's been hacked. So, by the way, you're just going to have to watch your credit for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. Thanks for playing.
Government says I own it, but
sorry,
watch your credit.
I'm not going to trust them to make sure that they have all the keys in the right drawer and nobody steals them, right?
Yeah. It's scary. It's scary. And you know, but it's also, I guess when I ultimately came around on it, I thought it made sense to me that yes, this is a misguided effort by the FBI. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, this is the FBI. This is wanting under the guise of protecting us from terrorism, playing on our fears. Mm-hmm. This is allowing the government in, and all of the things that we think about in this country seem to be in the category of short term, long term, and I'm more and more believing that you need to think long term. Yes, probably if you allowed them access to this phone and gave them the proprietary software for security, it probably wouldn't result in anything immediately, but it's down the road. It's when the bad guys could hack into it or when criminals could hack it. Ultimately, when you think long term, I really, really just worry about any of this stuff.
It seems to me that when it was first presented,
yes,
it was oversimplified. And that is really the doom. And that's the doom of any argument. When they say, well, let us into this one thing and then we'll stop terrorism. Well, that sounds really great on the surface. But you're right. If you think long term and setting of precedent, it is not great. Also, as a matter of fact, it opens a lot of troubles.
I agree with Rob about that oversimplification. Go ahead, Oscar.
When this is going to be, people probably are going to write me hate mail, but if
they would, even if you didn't say
if
this.
You're looking at a track record and you're looking, and if I'm looking at the government's credit and how they handle cybersecurity, and they have a poor credit score, they're not going to get a loan. I'm not going to take a chance on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to revoke. You can't say you can't do this. Why am I going to give you this now? Mm-hmm. Like, you have a horrible driving record. I'm not going to give you a brand new Ferrari and hope you don't wreck it.
When I agree with Robert when he says about the oversimplification, doesn't that seem to be where we're headed anyway? Isn't that where we are now as a society? Isn't everything oversimplification?
Well,
dumbing down everything? Our culture is dumbed down. Our music is dumbed down. Everything is dumbed down. Our movies have been dumbed down.
I think this is not a political statement, but I do think this is a turning point, is when we saw our president in front of a banner that said mission accomplished, when it wasn't accomplished. And that was just a simple way of saying, hey, guess what? There was a problem. We fixed it. It's done. Well, there were many, many shades of gray between the white and the black there. But they love to simplify because it's easy to sell. And that flew for a while. And people said, oh, my gosh, simple is good. And the problem is that so many major issues aren't just the flip of a switch on or off. There's many different shades and there's many ramifications. And
when you talk about hacking into a phone, you might say, well, what's that going to do? I don't have anything on my phone that I care about that I need to keep secret. It is not that issue. It's not that you're spying or cheating on someone or whatever, or doing something illicit. It is the ability to grab your data, to control the, I don't want to call it a grid, but to control the information.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scary part. Well, Pony, you know, I mean, ultimately, this scenario could result in something horrible. Somebody could really paralyze us down the road.
Absolutely. Well, right now, we're just talking about being able to get data out of the phone. But if you allow that, the next step will probably be making it impossible to have secure communications.
Yes.
Then your credit card numbers start getting hacked, and it goes downhill from there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary. And so
tumbling dice, tumbling dominoes, rather.
Speaking of oversimplification and dumbing down our society, Oscar, please explain Deadpool to me.
Yes.
And I mean, explain it to me like you would a 3-year-old child who is the character, where does it come from, and why is it so popular?
Especially in this day of Candyland and can't be too violent, he's exactly what we've been yearning for as adults. He's an adult superhero that doesn't give an F about being PC, and he's winning the war at the box office. He
loves a winner, Mike.
Yes.
He loves a winner.
Yes.
There you go.
And if you go, Mike, I kid you not, I know that you're not really into superhero movies.
I will tell you why, because the movies this year, and I bash movies all the time. I just did it 5 minutes ago, the dumbing down. This year's crop, you got your Spotlight, which I've seen. You got your Brooklyn, which I've seen. Room, which I have also seen.
God.
The Revenant, which I've seen.
Boo.
These are,
Revenant's
I think
good.
You say. I think,
the Room,
did,
boo.
You saw Room? Did you see Room?
The premise alone tells me not to go.
It was amazing. It was truly amazing to me. These are riveting movies. I bet. Here's how I do it. This is how I judge my movie now. If you have my, and I'm talking about riveted attention for the entire run, that to me is a great movie. Revenant. I remember sitting in Revenant, and I couldn't take my eyes off the screen. Absolutely incredible. Brooklyn, to be honest, it's an Irish chick flick, is what it is. But I love that, too. I thought it was wonderful. I got some tears in my eyes.
Came out of the theater whistling the accents. It was
yes, I did.
Film.
And blubbering like a little bit. But no, there are just a lot of great movies
take
out
Carla,
there.
Take Carla. She'll see the V down below where the pelvic muscle is of Ryan Reynolds. She'll love that. You'll love the violence. I think everybody wins.
Yeah.
Might be waiting for cable.
Okay,
for
you
that
know
one.
What? We may regret this, but I believe that intern Mac has seen the movie.
Ooh.
Do you want his input?
Mac, how about, and now, ladies and gentlemen, with Rob, do we have any Hollywood music?
I can give you some Hollywood music.
Maybe a grenade sound effect?
Because really,
how about the sound of a podcast dying?
This is, ladies and gentlemen, we occasionally like to spotlight our interns and intern Mac. By the way, Mac, have you been to class? When was the last time you went to a class?
It's an online class.
He's online, Mike. He doesn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. It's all at home.
It's but an online
class. Is it an online class for Northern Virginia Community College?
Yes.
I thought community college was the last stop. I thought that, there was maybe a correspondence, but now you are going to community college, which, correct me if I'm wrong, was the satellite education in your community that would not require you to go online. Is there a reason why you're not getting in the automobile? Is it social anxiety?
No.
Is that what it is?
It's purely because they didn't offer any 12-week classes for this class.
I didn't fit his schedule.
Mike.
I couldn't get into the 16-week one because of a certain restraint. And so when I was able to get
what's
in...
What's the certain restraint?
Yeah, just over that.
Now I'm going to be like your parents. What's the certain restraint?
Test. A placement test that I needed to do. And so,
the placement test, Mike, involved making eye contact with humans.
Yes. But the only class I could get into was a 12-week class, and that was only available online.
Will you entertain a question?
Sure.
If you take an online class at Northern Virginia Community College, do you even have to sign in, or do you just go to a website?
You go to a website, but you have specific deadlines.
You have deliverables.
You have a name and a password and the whole deal?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you do your classes in the parking lot of Whole Foods?
I can if I want to.
Be fun, yes. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's mobile.
That's mobile.
Very exciting. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have the Hollywood music now? And have you seen a good film lately?
Hey, Charlie
Welcome
Warren.
To the Michael. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And now with our movie review of the week, here he is. Let me see.
What about Mac?
BMM, Big Man Mac.
The one thing I love about Deadpool is he's the only superhero who knows he's in a superhero movie. He realizes it, and he actually acknowledges that and breaks the fourth wall many, many times and realizes
That's fun.
It.
That's fun. Yeah. I like that.
Does he
That's
talk
fun.
Directly
I like that.
To the audience?
He talks directly to the audience. He makes inside jokes about the studio.
He's self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Does he take online classes?
Maybe he does.
You never know.
You never know, Mike.
How many cars in the Whole Foods parking lot do you get?
I would give it 4.5 cars in the Whole Foods parking lot.
Whoa, you loved out of five?
Out of five.
All right.
Out of five. Are they in handicap spaces?
One of them's a smart car.
Nice.
Hey, he's getting better, isn't he?
Look at that.
He's getting better. His little pattern.
It would be almost impossible not to.
Hey, Rachel, have you seen it? Have you seen Deadpool?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen any movies with your vigorous course load that you're taking at a college
online
that you actually attend?
You know, I saw Brooklyn. I loved Brooklyn. That was just beautifully done.
Oh, you know what? That's awesome. I love it that a youngster saw that and liked it, too. I thought she was incredible in that.
Me too.
I thought she was really great. The reason I love that movie is because, and I never get the name right because of her Gaelic first name, Sorcy or whatever. She reminds me so much of my daughter, Catherine. And that was, that's why I watched The Lovely Bones one time and I couldn't watch it again because she plays the daughter that gets abducted in that and murdered. It was so horrible for me because she looks like Catherine. It was so sweet.
Isn't that weird?
I thought that was
when
just a wonderful movie.
You see a motion picture character or any sort of television character that reminds you of someone you know, and when a tragedy befalls them, it's much, much harder to deal
so
with.
So scary. It made me feel horrible about that. And my daughter Catherine doing another play. I think it's called Really, Really. I think that's the name of the play.
Really, Really.
Look it up. Really, Really. That's
musical
what she's doing.
Or a drama? Or what is it?
I think it's a drama. I think
cool. Flying
I'm
up
not
for
sure.
It, make an appearance. Yeah.
That's me, Father of the Year. What kind of film? Play is it? I don't know.
Well, at least you know which daughter it is.
Well, that's why she's not. That's why she's not coming down. That's because she's doing a play. She can't come down.
Oh, I
she's
forgot.
In rehearsals.
It's guest season at Hotel de Coconut.
Guest season tonight. Our friends from Maine, Tara and Jesse, come in.
Oh,
and
then, nice.
And then they will be on the heels of that will be my mother-in-law, Zhang. She will be coming down. And then she's literally on a plane Sunday afternoon. And that evening, Elizabeth will be rolling into town with two other co-eds.
Oh, yes. I mean, and, nice. That's cool.
Yeah, so,
Oscar, can't wait for you to make
the
introductions.
Why don't you just calm down? I'll try to next week. I'll try to get all three of them on the show if we can. I'll put them on camera. We'll get them all here, and should be interesting. Should be a lot of fun. So, yeah,
this
is my last free day. This is no walking around in underwear for daddy anymore for the next week or so.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah,
exactly.
When you come out,
I gotta dry off. I gotta dry off. There's my ding-a-ling. I got to dry off on vinyl. And by the way, everybody in vinyl, it's just like, you got Dice, you got Bobby Cannavale. It's like, I gotta dry off. Where's my cocaine? My cocaine is over here. Yeah.
Face your fears.
Yeah. I'm Buck Rogers. Buck Rogers over here now. Yeah. I run radio stations. That's the way it goes. Yeah.
I don't know what's more realistic, Dice running a radio empire or an entire theater crumbling and that guy living. There's so much reality in that show.
I know. It's a little frantic. Who wrote the screenplay?
Oh.
Was it Jagger? Was Jagger the guy that wrote Vinyl while he was on some sort of hallucinogenic drug? I don't understand.
However,
okay, yes, go
do
ahead.
You find yourself after watching it and thinking, oh my God, that's frantic, that's not the way it was, that's impossible to believe, do you find yourself thinking back on the show and saying, wow, it's a little better than I thought it would be?
It's what it is it's something where you want to see it next week.
Yeah, you
and
do.
That's all I can give it. I want to see it next week, and it does have humor in it. I mean, really, it's
Ray Romano.
Vinyl, and it's what we've got. Ray Romano's brilliant in it, so yeah, I'm all
Romano
in. I'm all in, and I'm
committing,
I'm
thinking about suicide as opposed to paying for the bat mitzvah. I thought that was fantastic.
Shannon walked in halfway through that scene, and she said, "What is he doing?" I was like, "He's gonna off himself." Did you see that? Did you see the woman he's attached to that he's hitched his wagon to? And she's like, "She's not that bad." I was like, "You don't even know,
Rob. You should look to thyself a little bit." For you said he wants to off himself because he doesn't want to pay for the bat mitzvah. I don't think that was the reason,
well,
Rob.
I think
it was that woman in the bed with him who was just picking at him like
crazy. A lot of that's intertwined, though. A lot of it's intertwined because he wouldn't have to do it if it weren't for the bitch wife. And also, what happened to your nose? Who hit you? What kind of person hit you? Who
the
fixed your nose?
The policy's going to go up. Oh, my God.
We got the policy to go up. Oh,
it's
no.
Too bad that the character of Buck Rogers wasn't still alive because he'd say, he was in a car accident. Come on. Unfortunately, we will have to wait till tomorrow for my, the headline of this story will be Holy S Rat Meat. We'll have that on the show tomorrow, so we'll wait for that. Coming up, news you may not need. You and Mac, great movie review. Have to compliment you for that. Well done. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
Love and right. I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it 1 week at a time with the Mike O'Mara Show. For 8 hours a week, I sit in the corner of a 2x4 shoebox, playing with the Ustream video and listening to fart jokes. It becomes routine. But even though I thought I had it all figured out, I still find myself questioning multiple dynamics of the show. Why do they do the mailbag on Thursdays? Where does Rofo get his confidence from? Does Mac have any other clothes besides his orange sweatshirt? And why do they call him Pony? And finally, will we ever make it through a show without technical problems again? My investigation is only beginning. I come in every Monday and Thursday to try to find some insight. But, and this is key, I know I'm not the only one with questions. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com so you can put together the puzzle with me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Maddie. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Trunk Club. We love Trunk Club. Have you gotten your trunk yet? It's like Christmas morning.
Love it.
Trunk Club makes shopping easy. What they do is they find the best clothes for you and your style so you look great.
All right.
And always have the perfect clothes for the season.
Face your fears.
TrunkClub.com/TMOS. What they do is they ask you some simple questions about yourself, and then you are assigned an expert stylist. Before you know it, a trunk will arrive at your doorstep. It'll be filled with hand-picked clothes, just like you've got somebody that's a special friend that's picking out your clothes for you. They're hand-picked, and they're from the best brands. Keep what you like, send back what you don't. Just use the prepaid trunk for easy returns. And remember, Trunk Club is not a subscription service. You only pay for the clothes you like. No hidden charges, just great clothes. Our listeners are responding to Trunk Club. They're having fun with it, and they're getting better dressed. Let Trunk Club make you look great in clothes picked just for you. Start today, and Trunk Club will style you for free, plus free shipping both ways. You only pay for the clothes you keep. Just go to TrunkClub.com/TMOS. That's TrunkClub.com/TMOS for a trunk filled with clothes that you will love wearing. And I love Trunk Club. All the guys on the show love Trunk Club. Trunk Club, and I promise you, you will love it too.
News.
There's a dentist who says we've all been brushing our teeth wrong our whole lives. This is interesting.
Everybody
brushes
their teeth.
Yep. And I know it seems weird to take one guy's advice over every other dentist in history, but just hear him out here. Most people brush, floss, then rinse. Show of hands, who brushes, flosses, and then rinses?
Brush, floss. I rinse, brush. Oh, no, I rinse, floss, brush.
I have That's a weird thing because I only brush in the morning. I don't brush at night as a rule.
But I don't brush at night either.
I floss.
Wait a second.
I don't brush at night.
No.
Why not?
I just
as a
don't.
Rule, who makes that their rule?
That's my rule.
It's not a rule, but unless I'm smoking a cigar, drinking red wine, something like
aren't
that.
Aren't you supposed
I don't,
to brush?
I don't brush at night.
Sometimes I have a little
morning,
something.
Noon, and night.
You are supposed to brush at least twice a day. I brush once a day.
I've got my toothbrush in my backpack.
Awesome.
You've got better oral hygiene than I do.
Yeah, but I don't understand. I thought that's what your dentist tells you.
My dentist is fine with my tooth progress, especially since I started flossing.
No, he's not fine with you doing. No, but he's not fine with you not brushing. I'm copping to it. I should brush twice a day, but I don't. Don't say your dentist is fine
The dentist said there's no need for if your teeth continue to look like this. He said no need. What you're doing is fine. But
it's not a question of your teeth. It's a question of waking up and not driving your partner to jump through the window. Because of your death breath,
I do that without my ass breath. It's years and years of mental anguish that makes her want to jump out the window.
I know I should brush twice a day. I know I should, but I don't.
I floss, Then I use a regular toothbrush, like a manual toothbrush, and then I use my Sonicare.
Ooh.
So I actually do three different things, but I do it in the morning because the Sonicare, I don't feel that it gets the back of my tongue.
Just like his workload, he wants to get it out of the way.
That's right. Just like me. That's
He's going to come in with a handgun one day.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you take your toothbrush out of your bag, sharpen it, and shove it in your eye? Hey, look, no eye cavities.
In your eye.
Twice a day.
Oh! Put it in your eye.
Face your fears. Watch out for the China cabinet.
Dr. Matthew Lloyd is a dentist in England. He says you should do the whole thing in reverse. Floss first to get the food particles loose, then rinse with mouthwash, then brush your teeth. My routine is, and this doesn't make sense. I didn't realize people floss first. I mean, brush first and then floss. I rinse with mouthwash, Total Care, Listerine. Then I floss. Then I rinse. Then I use the Total Care again. Then I brush. Then I rinse.
But once a day.
That is my drill. Once a day, that's right.
So
once
when
a day.
You say rinse, you're not always using a product, though. Sometimes you rinse with just water.
I rinse with both. I use both the product and water. At the end of brushing my teeth, I rinse with water.
Okay, that makes
sense.
But
as a matter of fact, I don't rinse twice with the water. What I do is I take the Listerine, gargle with that, do the rinse out, then I floss, then I take the Total Care again, I rinse, I brush, and then I rinse out with water.
Are you still That's using the do. Regular floss that you have to hold with your fingers, or are you using the placard deals?
I use the regular floss, and it, to me, is one of the greatest ripoffs of all mankind, is Glide floss, is because I break it all the time. And I only break it when I'm in a rush.
It pisses me off!
Dave,
if I were to send you a bag of placards, would you try them?
No, I've tried them before.
So really? Even the nice double string ones with the Kevlar?
No, I hate them. I hate them. I hate doing that. I don't need an extra apparatus. I just like having
the
little thing. Send me some Glide. Right. Quote, it's better to remove plaque and food debris with floss before rinsing the bacteria away with mouthwash. But I do both, so I'm covered. Ideally, you should finish your oral care routine by brushing your teeth. That way, the toothpaste stays in contact with your teeth and gums for longer and will provide better protection. But I don't know anybody that just leaves the toothpaste residue there without washing their mouth out with water.
And for God's sake, don't put fluoride in your water or you'll die.
And how dare you do it twice a day?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Think of all the time.
We get it. We get the fact that you do it twice a day.
Yeah,
We're animals. Here's some news that isn't really news to anyone. Actors are more screwed up in the head than the rest of us. A recent study. I love a recent study.
Sure.
You know, when I get these recent studies, I'm going to say, a recent study we made up because we didn't have any real content found that actors show significantly higher instances of antisocial, narcissistic, histrionic,
yes,
borderline schizotypical, and obsessive compulsive personality.
Actors?
Schizotypal.
Schizotypal? Maybe.
It's S-C-H-I-Z-O-T-Y-P-A-L. Schizotypal. That doesn't make sense.
Schizotypal.
Is there a recent survey about disc jockeys knowing how to pronounce things?
Here it is. They're more effed up than the rest of us.
They got problems. Face your fears.
That doesn't necessarily mean actors are dangerous, excluding Shia LaBeouf and Lindsay Lohan, of course. In fact, in the right amounts, these traits can actually contribute to an actor's success. So, whoop-dee-dip-dee-doo. The Grammy Awards was the most watched show of the week, with 25 million people tuning in to see all the musical tributes to David Bowie, Glenn Frey, Lemmy, and Earth, Wind & Fire's Maurice White. Meanwhile, the fourth season premiere of Vikings. Has anyone watched Vikings? I have not.
I've heard about it, but I haven't been into it yet.
What channel is it on?
It is a fantastic show. You know, I don't know what channel it's on. I watch it on Amazon.
History Channel.
2.4 million viewers, and the second season premiere, got to catch up on this one, Better Call Saul, that pulled in 1.1 million. So way to go.
I didn't know it was back.
Yeah, baby.
Way to go, Bob Odenkirk. Congratulations. Fantastic. Better Call Saul. I got to check my DVR, see if I got it. It's getting close to baseball season, and that means the return of a glorious new American tradition, stadiums coming up with insane, gluttonous foods to sell at their concession stands.
Count me in.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I'm buying season tickets to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They're a minor league team for the Milwaukee Brewers.
The Timber Rattlers, Mike.
They just announced a brand new item called the Meat Lover's Pizza Burger. Yeah.
Oh, I'm all
interesting.
In.
Yeah. The Meat Lover's Pizza Burger, a quadruple cheeseburger wrapped in an entire pepperoni and sausage pizza. Yeah. Doesn't that sound good? From the picture, it almost looks like a quesadilla.
Yeah.
But instead of a tortilla, you have a pizza folded in half. And instead of cheese inside, you have four hamburger patties.
Mm, oh, lovely.
Four hamburger patties inside the pizza, and it's selling for $22.
You know, they also have a vegan option, which is just an empty box.
There it goes. Delicious. A new study found there are three times during the day when people are most likely to break their diet. They are 11:01 a.m. How did they get the 1 a.m.? How did they get 11:01 in the morning? I don't understand.
It's right after the Price is Right starts. You want to see what the first item up for bid is, and then you get one of those cheeseburger pizzas.
Then it's on to the Meat Lover's Pizza, especially if you skip breakfast. At 3:14, this is a time for me. If I'm home and I'm around, 3:14, usually because, well, in my case, yesterday it was my son's animal crackers.
Oh,
yum.
Really should be enjoyed in small amounts, but when the Costco offers them in the atomizer jug, unfortunately they're problematic.
Did you make
it? And then the last one is 9:31 p.m. when you want to have a snack while you watch TV.
That makes
sense. The last two ones, that's a bad time for me. The study also found the worst place to go when you're on a diet is a coffee shop because the drinks and the pastries are way too tempting, and we got one in the bottom of our building in Washington, D.C.
Yes, we do, and interns that we can send to get our food for
us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Thank you, Mac.
All right, here's a little something-something. A 48-year-old Gregory Rouser is in prison in Indiana County, Pennsylvania, and he and his 54-year-old girlfriend, Lorraine Patterson, have been trying to find a hitman to kill a guy on the outside. Gregory shot the guy back in 2008, but he survived. Then he hired a hitman to kill the guy in 2009, but that fell through. And now he's back trying to kill this guy, although it's not clear why he wants him dead so badly. Lorraine eventually found a woman last month who said she knew a hitman to do the job, and that woman's name was Joni Pepperoni. These are not smart people. Sounds like a made-up name, and guess what? It was.
Oh.
Joni Pepperoni was obviously an undercover cop, but Gregory and Lorraine didn't suspect a thing and kept on pushing through with the hit. Once Lorraine gave Joni Pepperoni the money, cops swooped in. Lorraine was arrested for felony solicitation and conspiracy to commit homicide, and Gregory got hit with the same charges, even though he's already doing 60 years! No comment from the arresting officer, Betty Spaghetti, or the district attorney, Peter the Meter Reader.
Hi.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, Peter.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And Gary is back live in the studio with us.
Woohoo! I'd hate to be here dead.
Yeah, me too. Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling real good. How do I look?
Well, you feel good.
Yeah, now I know I'm back.
Are you ready to make some Oscar picks?
Yes, but not in the way you expect.
Oh, great. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a 5-star review and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
There it is.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. The revolution of personalized investing has begun, and it doesn't matter if you're a multi-million-dollar investor or you're just starting out, the answer is Betterment. Betterment. I love Betterment. It is a streamlined approach to investing. It's automated, it's easy to use, and it's easy to see how your investments are doing. Most people I know that get involved with this want to check it out. all at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services. Betterment uses a smarter technology to automate investing and help you make better financial decisions. Plus, Betterment will advise you, you tell Betterment your financial goals, and Betterment will give you actionable steps to get there, even taking into account your non-Betterment assets. They'll tell you if you're on or off track to meet your goal, and then implement the plan to get you there. Remember, it's never too late to save for retirement or other financial goals, and Betterment has changed the industry by making investing easier and at a lower cost. You can get up to 6 months of automated investing free and more information when you go to betterment.com/TMOS. That's betterment.com/TMOS. BETTERMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment is a vest investing made better, and I know you're going to love it. Sorry.
I was like, news.
That one. Let's open up.
It's a bonus news.
Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, February 24, 2016, with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Last night, Mike, we found out... Well, now I can't get at the audio.
Oh.
Now it's
just
over.
Kidding.
Thank you. Last night, we had the... It was an exciting moment. The 100th presidential debate of the year
yes.
was on. And the only thing I took away from it is that Bernie Sanders is a fan of The Office.
It wasn't That's a presidential debate.
It was a town hall, actually, right?
Town hall meeting.
Town hall right. meeting. But we did find out that Bernie Sanders was a fan of The Office.
That's what she said.
He said, hey, Bernie, I hear you're going to be really hard on big business.
That's what she said.
That's my takeaway there. I hate playing this tape because it means Diego was right. Diego came in yesterday and he said to me, damn, Daniel. And I said, I don't know what that is. And he said, you have to look at this tape on YouTube. And he played it. And I said, stop it. I have no interest in that. No one's talking about that. And then I come home, and it's all over my Facebook feed. And I asked my daughter about it. And I said, Julia, if I say two words to you, damn, Daniel. She went, I'm so sick of it. And I just don't get it. It is a guy named Josh who has put together footage of his friend Daniel wearing different outfits, looks like maybe through the course of a week, and telling him that he looks good doing it.
Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white van. Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white vans. Dusty, man. Damn, Daniel.
That's what she said.
So I don't know what the deal is, why it's so catchy. I think it has to do with the peculiar timbre of the narrator's voice. He sounds a little
it's
bit
the narrator.
Like Life of Pi a little bit.
Yeah,
there's a certain
it's the
Indian
narrator.
Accent to it.
Oh, I was getting more of a McLovin vibe.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah, because he's got
a little nerd
factor.
He's got a little bit of a nerd factor there. Damn, Daniel.
Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel.
But I got to hand it to our boy Diego. He was one day ahead of it, and it's just...
He doesn't
it's
really sell it right, though, because he... Diego?
Who, Diego?
Yeah,
no, he can't sell anything.
But you know what? You got to pick up on the cues, and you know, hey, the moral of the story,
yes.
listen to the youngsters.
Yes.
Am
here,
I
here,
right,
Mike.
Ladies?
Decode the code.
Now, Mike, Absolutely. Remember last week, it might have been Friday when I played you audio of Kris Jenner at the iHeartRadio 80s concert.
Booed.
And she got booed.
I loved it.
That was a good piece of tape, but what surfaced today is what it sounded like in the audience. What we had yesterday was the actual feed from the concert. This is the audience perspective of Kris Jenner
stuff.
Talking. This is going to blow your mind. They do not like this lady. She's introducing Culture Club right now.
Oh, this is just a booze?
Yep.
Like it's a hostile mob sound.
Yes. You could actually take this, put it in the instant replay, and anytime there's like a hostile crowd coming towards the castle to break
forks.
Down the door.
Yeah.
Let's go. Wait, let's go to isolate section 405. Go ahead. There it is.
Damn, Kris Jenner. But anyway, that's really how bad it was. We did a whole bunch of stuff on the bonus show last week with isolated guitars,
yes.
isolated drums, isolated bass, and it still continues. Stuff continues to leak out. When you worked at the classic rock station, Mike, I know you played Lynyrd Skynyrd, right? Did you ever play
absolutely.
Simple Man?
Yes.
What's so great about this? This is a 1973 Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
Yeah.
And it's easy to sort of dismiss it, but trending nationally yesterday was Ronnie Van Zant's vocal. And again, it's pretty cool to hear.
Don't forget, son, there is someone up above. And be a simple kind of man, or be something you love and understand.
Isn't it cool to know that before auto-tune,
straight ahead vocal, nothing, you know, you're not going to hear that and go, the greatest I've ever heard, but you're going to hear just getting it done.
Yep.
For those garage band people out mm-hmm. there, you got to have what are called chops. I don't care what year it is, what decade it is. Those are incredible chops right there.
And let us close with Stephen Colbert. Big news for the circus. Let's play this for Mark Riddell. Twitch, you know, he's still involved with the circus.
The big news. Absolutely, out of the big my top friend, is starting May 1st, Ringling Brothers Circus will no longer include elephants. And listen, I'll miss them, but I'm all for this. The elephants will be sent to a sanctuary in Florida where they'll be free to roam in the sun, play with other elephants, and like all Florida retirees, remain gray and wrinkled.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Hi, everybody. Hi. I'm down here now.
Hey, watch out for the China cabinet.
Another Mike O'Meara show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MearaShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Meara show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia.
Oh!
20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rab with Two B's at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Hey, don't forget to take our listener survey. Come on, take the banner. You know, it's on the website at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Click on it. Oh. It means a lot to us. The Mike O'Meara Show relies on your word of mouth. So tell people. Tell people about it. Don't be so effing stupid. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us again soon. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Connectivity.
Bye-bye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
That's what she said.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.